Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
And then he keeps talking. And then I look at him and I'm like, have you modeled for photography or videography? And then he proceeds to tell me he's on porn.
This is On the Fence with Monica Oksanen.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Fence. Today we have a very fun guest because I found her on TikTok. What was it about basically that you were going on a whole...
I went on 30 first dates in 3 months.
Yeah. So I figured Vanessa would have some amazing stories for us because one is dating horror stories. It's usually supposed to be bad first dates. I've spoken about mine. I've had two awkward first dates, but otherwise it's just I date some very interesting men. And I have horror stories from there, but I figured you'd be perfect to talk about first dates.
I'm ready.
I love it. So first of all, before we begin, we kind of mentioned it, but we have a mutual friend or mutual Instagram follow.
I don't know who this is.
So again, I don't know where I think I met him from Hinge. When I went back to the messages, it doesn't say like where we met from, but his name's Jack.
I also think it's him.
Wait, what? You also know him from Hinge?
Hinge. I don't know him. That was definitely dating app.
Oh my God, it's amazing. I was like, oh, like they're friends from somewhere. That's hilarious. Have you gone on a date with him?
So for me, if they don't make the first move, I'm not, they're not even like, if you don't show me that you want to go on a date with me, it's never going to work.
Same.
So he did it, but he clearly likes to follow.
That's so funny. Yeah, he was following me last year around this time. And I was the one that didn't answer about dates, but that was also the craziest time. And then he randomly refollowed and he said, randomly thought of you and wanted to shoot a Valentine's Day shot your way. Will you accept virtual roses delivered by my puppy?
Dude, did you respond?
I did. We exchanged photos of our puppies and all that stuff.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Puppy love.
Yeah. That helps. I mean, I love dogs more than I love men. So that helps.
Is he your type? Like tall, dark, and handsome type of deal?
Actually, no. But I don't know if I have a type anymore. You have a type? Tall, dark, and handsome?
No, the opposite of me. So I'm brunette. I like blondes. I like blue eyes. I look pretty pale right now, but for the most part, I'm tan. So I like it when they're the opposite looking of what I look like.
Interesting. I mean, I also like blonde and blue eyes or like light eyes.
Okay.
But then it's changed. Last year was the first time where I saw a man with dark hair and dark eyes. And I was like, wow, that is a fine looking man. And then ever since here and there, I've liked them.
For the most part, a blonde is my to go, but you know, there's exceptions. Always a random person. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that. That's so funny. I love that we have a Hinge connection.
It's actually perfect for what we're talking about.
I know exactly. Oh my God. All right. So let's begin.
Okay.
I have two that I can talk about, but let's start with one of yours.
Okay. So at the end of my 30 date escapade, a lot of them were just boring in the sense that we didn't really connect. It wasn't really intriguing. They weren't really into it. But at the end, I had two dates that I really liked, which was like, wow, amazing.
Two out of 30. We were some great statistics.
I went on a dinner date with one guy and it was great. And I was happy, whatever. The next morning, I went on a coffee date with another guy. I get it, back to back, not the best thing in the world, but I'm dealing with other people's schedules. And on that coffee date, I get a text from the dinner date. And I'm like, oh, it's maybe him telling me he had a good time and he wants to see me again, whatever. So I don't look at it because I'm with this new guy. And while on the coffee date, I'm looking around the coffee shop and I see the dinner date sitting in the corner of the coffee shop.
No!
Prickle is too small. Prickle Miami is too small. So I like my eyes get huge and I go, I'm sorry, I need to check this text. And the text says, is that the Viagra guy? It's a different story. I can explain it afterwards. And I start cracking up and he goes, are you okay? I go, yeah. But I look at him and I'm like, so you know how I've been you met me on a dating app. So I've been going on dates, right? He goes, yeah. Well, I went on a date with the guy sitting in the corner of this room last night. And then he looks at me, he starts laughing. He goes, give me cardinal directions. And I go, it's my 2 o'clock. He goes, cardinal, like north, whatever. And I told him where he was sitting. And what ended up happening is I was like, I'm just going to go say hi. And when I said hi and it came back, they were all super nice about it. But Then afterwards, I obviously liked them both. However, the dinner date was no longer, not that he wasn't no longer interested because of what just happened. This is like TMI, but whatever. I live in Miami and plastic surgery is big here. And I've had plastic surgery and he's from a small town out of Boston. So he was super not into plastic surgery. So he then tells me that he doesn't want to date me. Like, can we align our expectations and be friends? I loved that. That was a perfect quotation that he used. And we became friends. The other guy got COVID the next day and stopped talking to me. And out of 30 dates, I'm still left with nobody. And the second guy who told me he doesn't want to date me because of my plastic surgery asked me to be his Valentine. I declined.
Not into you because of plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. Let's align our expectations, be friends, but will you be my Valentine?
Because we became friends and then he got to know me and he liked me and then I got to know him and I liked him more as a friend. And here we are. Mm.
Ooh, that backfired real quick. Damn, hilarious. Wow. I don't even. Left speechless on that one. That's crazy.
And so, quick tip, pro tip. Yeah. If you ever go on a date again, I always have my back to the door. I don't want to know who's walking in. So if my back is to the door, I don't, like, if a previous boyfriend comes in, if someone else comes in, I don't know. I didn't see you.
That's smart. Even though I like to face the door because I like to people watch.
Not when you're on a date.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. All right. I'll keep that in my mind. So I had a recent one where it's kind of funny because he's pretty high up in a company for a dating app. Actually, we're not going to give too many details because he's easily find him, but he works for a dating app. So we met through this website. So I worked with this app. Mm-hmm. It was like a sponsored post. And we somehow ended up like following, or I guess he followed me on Instagram, maybe to see the post, but we've kept following each other for like 2 years. And we've run into each other on every single dating app, like Raya, Hinge, Tinder, literally all of them. And like, we always send the screenshots. We're like, oh, hey, we meet once again. We had a FaceTime randomly, but I didn't think it was a date. And I was also on a business call with the company to help them with Olympic stuff. So again, we've been in touch a lot. So then last time we ran into each other on the dating app, he said like, when are we going on a date or something? And I was like, well, you've never asked me on a date. So that would probably be the first step. And he's like, well, it's too cold to be dating right now, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, haha, okay. Why are you bothering me?
What's the point?
Right. The next day or a few hours later, he sends me a TikTok of like this one pizza place. And he's like, well, let's get this. And then we can watch like Netflix. This way it's too cold. Like, we'll do Netflix, we'll do pizza. And I kept thinking, I was like, on a first date, like, is he trying to go for like Netflix and chill? And I like texted my friend. I was like, do you think that's what's happening? Or is it because it's cold? Like at the same time, I don't really want to do outdoor dining because it's freezing. But like, what do you think? And she's like, I've done that before and nothing happened. Like, you guys have known each other. I'm sure he respects you. And I'm sure that's not what he's thinking of. Joke's on me. So whatever. I go to his apartment. We're hanging out. We ate pizza. It was awesome. We watched some movie. I don't remember what movie this was, but like kind of romantic movie. And he like, I went to like put my sleeve out. I'm like, oh, like, you know, in case you cry, do you need my sleeve? And he's like, shut up, grabs my arm and pulls me in. And like, I'm like laying on his leg and has his arm around me. Uh-huh. So like, okay, it feels like we've known each other. Okay, fine. And then he like leans in to kiss me. We like start making out, then it stops again a lot, but we've known each other. So is it really like a real first date? Anyways, we start making out more. And then he tries to put his hand underneath my shirt. And I was like, I think you have the wrong idea. His response is, I'm a single man with a hot girl. Of course I'm into it.
Where's the first date respect there?
Right? Okay, great. But so what?
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't give you a green light, baby. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically that's kind of how it didn't end well, at least from my side. I don't know what he thinks, but he was like, oh, see you soon. I was like, yeah. He got me a lift home. So I was at least thankful for that one. And then he sent me like a text about something recently. Oh, I got blocked from his dating app. That's what it was. He sent me a text, but then I went back and I sent him a screenshot of me being blocked. And he's like, oh yeah, that happens all the time on our app. And that was it.
I got banned from Hinge.
from what, your 30 dates?
No, so I got banned from Hinge because I'm also a part-time photographer and I was using it to find people to photograph rather than find dates. And then I was not following the guidelines or whatever. So I created a new Hinge under my mom's number. And if anyone from Hinge is watching, please don't delete it.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Yeah. Oh man. All right. next. What other stories you got?
Next. Okay. This one wasn't from a dating app, but it was mind blowing. Like, I was walking to my friend's apartment. It was across the street, like less than 100 feet away. And this guy who looks cute wearing a mask stops me. He goes, "Do you live here?" And I go, "Yeah, I live in that building. That building is like 40 feet tall, 40 stories tall. You're not going to know where I live." And he goes, "Oh, I'm visiting from Boston." Different Boston. There's so many Boston people. And "What are you doing tonight?" I'm like, "I'm busy and can't." And he goes, "Can I take you for coffee tomorrow morning?" And I go, "Sure, but can I see you without your mask? Like, before I say yes to a guy with no teeth." So he pulls down his mask. I pulled down my mask. Both cute, whatever. I was like, "Okay, I'll see you tomorrow morning." I got his Instagram because, like, I don't want your number. Like, that's kind of like.
Agreed.
So we go for coffee. And while at coffee, he's like, this guy has ADD. He's always doesn't stop moving. And while at coffee, he's like, "What do you do?" And I was like, "Well, I do this and I do that. And I'm a photographer." He goes, "Oh, I've modeled before." And then he keeps talking. And then I look at him and I'm like, "Have you modeled for photography or videography?" And then he proceeds to tell me he's done porn. And I'm like, "Oh,
that's not modeling."
First of all, it's not modeling. Second of all, I just met you last night and you're going to tell me you've done, like, give it, I don't know, a couple of days before you tell me you've done porn. But I was like, "You know what? I'm not going to judge you for your past. I'm going to, like, get to know you a little bit better." And then we keep talking and then he tells me he's done gay porn, but it's only on top, so it doesn't count. And at this point, we already agreed to go to the beach.
I don't know what to say.
Have you ever heard of Nikki Beach in Miami?
Yeah.
Kind of like Ratchet, but also kind of Grease vibes. It's like the combination of the two. So we got there a little early, brunch. And before getting there, he goes, "Let's go to the ocean." I said, "Sure." We go to the ocean. I don't even touch him. And he's like very ready for any sort of activity, like visibly ready. And we're in the ocean.
Oh my God.
And I go, are you okay? Like, I haven't touched you. And then he goes, "I took a Viagra this morning." And I'm like, "Can you tell me?" "Tell me why you took a Viagra at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday?" And then he goes, "I don't know. It's my last day in Miami. I just wanted to be fun." I'm like, "What?"
So you wanted to walk around with a boner the entire day?
So we had to leave the water to get into Nikki Beach. And I go, "I'm going to get you a towel because there's children playing in the sand." So I walk up to him and I bring him a towel, like, inconspicuously. And then we go to Nikki Beach and we're hanging out. He buys us a day bed for the day. He pays for, like, brunch, whatever. I had to work at 3 or 4 o'clock, no matter, for a headshot. So I wasn't going to be plastered. I also drove there. And I wasn't interested in drinking or smoking. I was simply interested in, like, having a nice day at the beach. The entire day, this boy tries to put alcohol down my throat, tries to make me smoke a hookah. I brought my camera because he was cute. So I was maybe I get a photo of him and help out my portfolio. He's been, like, pushing me for these pictures. And the entire day, just, like, verbally harassed by him. And at this point, I realized he's the type of person that you need to yell at just to make him stop. And a lot of his past stories, he doesn't have any knuckles in this finger because he broke them all from hitting someone. His parents sent him to juvie. Apparently he makes a good amount of money on his own. I don't know if I believe him. People like to say a lot of things. But what ended up happening is I left for work. And then he said, "Thank you for showing me a great time the last day." Although, like, I didn't do much other than show him where to go. And in the next couple of days, he asked me for the pictures of him, but he didn't pay me for the photos. So it wasn't my top priority. And then I go, like, "Hold on, I have three jobs. I have other people to take care of. I'm going to get these to you. When I get them to you, for now, just, like, forget they exist. And when you get them, it'll be a nice surprise." 2 days later, he texts me, like, "How fucking hard is it to edit these pictures? Like, it's not even, it shouldn't be that hard. Forget it. I don't even want them anymore." And I immediately blocked him. And that was a date. So don't pick up men off the street.
I don't know what is the craziest part of that story. Wow. How did you not leave with that one? You started with the other ones? You're trying to ease us into them, huh?
I didn't want it to be, like, the best one first. I think that
okay,
one's the
fair
most
enough. I appreciate it. Oh my God.
And while we were at this Nikki Beach, his friends come. One of his friends from Miami come, who's also a sex worker. So I looked at his Instagram. He's, like, half naked and all of them. And I'm just like, what is going on? What is going on? This guy also offered me, like, "Do you want some Adderall?" And so, yeah, that was two of my most intriguing stories. There's also two dates, which I just have an opinion on this. I know it's very bipolar opinion. Some men won't agree with me. But if someone asks me out to go on a date for a beer and they order one beer and I order one beer and they finish their one beer and they get a second beer, and I finish half my beer and then they drink my other half of the beer, when the bill comes, don't split the check, baby. Twice, two different people did that to me. I always offer to split the check at the end of the meal because I think it's the right thing to do, especially if, like, it was a big meal. But when there's three beers at the table and you drank 2.5 of them, just pay for it.
Wow. My friend got Venmo'd like 2 months later for they drank wine. 2 months later after they went on a date, he Venmo requested her. He Venmo requested her for it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Did she didn't tell me she didn't.
I'm pretty sure she declined it.
Thank you. Good.
I'm pretty sure. I don't remember for sure. Because I just remember this story. And I remember she texted me. She's like, do you remember when I went for wine and I told you that like I didn't like him? I was like, yeah. And she's like, he Venmo requested me. Like, didn't you go 2 months ago? She's like, yeah, I don't understand either.
Maybe it was like a different girl with the same name.
Maybe.
That's just terrifying.
But he had her phone number. So I think that's how he found her.
Do you have a preference on like what type of date you like to be your first date?
Yeah, I don't like the sitting awkwardly in front of somebody and having a meal and having mm-hmm. a conversation or even drink, because I've gotten better with it. And now that like I kind of understand that I'm not going on this date to impress somebody. It's about like if you vibe and you want to see them again, and there's no reason for me to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. If they like me, they like me. They don't, whatever. Nothing personal. But I don't know. I'm an introvert and I'm usually pretty shy when I first meet people. So it just feels so uncomfortable like to be sitting there and forcing conversation. So I've never liked that. So I much rather do something like, I don't know, playing pool, going for a walk, hiking, anything, but sitting awkwardly in front of each other. I have a hard time. What about you?
I like coffee dates and breakfast dates because there's no nighttime pressure in those.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. That coffee date that I had with that guy that was with the other one, it was 2 hours long. We sat there for 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
The next week we had a breakfast date as well. The next day he got COVID, and due to COVID, he wasn't able to take his finance exam, and he didn't want a date while studying for the exam. So it was pushed till May, and this was in November, and he just decided to stop talking to me, although it was probably the best date it went on.
But men are strange like that.
I don't understand why you can't be like working or studying or doing your own thing and being with someone else. Oh, I have a boyfriend. Okay, not now. I had an ex.
I was like, wait, what? You're now saying you have a boyfriend, or you're telling me you have a boyfriend story?
Yeah. I was dating this guy for 5 months. I knew him for 6 months. I met him off of Hinge. 1 month in, he decided to ask me out, and I said yes, which was my first mistake. I should have made him work for it a little bit harder, but I didn't. Then he started school, and his school was super demanding of him. So I wasn't able to see him. And I was like, listen, we live 2 miles away from each other. I should be able to see you for coffee. I should be able to have lunch with you. You should be able to sleep over. One of those things should be able to happen so that this can continue working. Because if I don't see you, the relationship isn't going to go anywhere. He goes, yeah, I'm going to work on it. I swear. So long story short, 2 weeks passed and I hadn't seen him once. And the last 3 days of those 2 weeks, we got into an argument and we didn't speak to each other for 3 days. So I decided to go to his house to like wave the white flag. Let's just be friends. Let's call it quits. We can revisit this later, because obviously I'm stressing you out and I'm starting to resent you. And I go there and he's throwing a party. So I see this party. The window, the front door is glass. And I see a boy I've never seen before and a girl I've never seen before picking up a beer pong bottle about to throw it, like having a good time. And this is like 8 or 9 p.m. on a Friday, and I hadn't heard from him since Tuesday. And I start to like, my body starts to shake. And I go, this boy is throwing a freaking pregame right now, or party, whatever it was. And I decided like in that moment whether or not I was going to walk in or walk out. So I walked in, and I'm in my work clothes because I came from work. I walk in, I immediately like post up on the wall. And when you post up on the wall, you can see the entire kitchen and living room. And he's about to throw a ping pong for beer pong. And he's like, hey, V, what's up? And like the whole party stops and looks at me. I didn't want to make a scene, but I wanted to like make a point. So he goes, hey, V, what's up? And I'm like, just chilling. How are you? And he goes, I'm good. Good. Do you want to talk outside? Sure, let's talk outside. So we ended up talking outside, and he made me drive out of his driveway because people were getting Uber dropped off and like it was inconvenient. And I'm like, you know, I never yelled at him. I never did anything like that. All I said was, can you understand why I'm upset with you right now? And he goes, yeah, but like no other girlfriends were invited. These are just my school friends. I'm trying to get to know them. And I'm like, if you told me this, we wouldn't be in this problem.
Right. Communication. It's really that easy.
And that's all I did to him was preach communication. So within 5 minutes of me leaving, he texts me, hey, we need to talk about this tomorrow. I hate for it to be like this. I never responded, and I didn't hear from him for 6 weeks until I texted him saying what I had to say. Clearly, he didn't give a shit.
They don't. They never do. Oh, mind-boggling.
Okay, your turn. Sorry.
No, it's fine. So I have kind of funny one. So it was like a Hinge thing, but it was like last year. I fell off the face of the earth. It was right before qualifiers. So he was messaging me. And I at a certain point saw his message on in Instagram. So I responded, we started talking, and then we made date plans. And then he like an hour or two later, he texted me. He's like, awkward. I kind of forgot that day is my birthday. I'm like, okay. So then it's like, do I say like, no, because this feels weird? Or like, now do I go on this date and embarrass him? I went on the date and we went to a Polish restaurant where I speak Polish, and I made the ladies sing happy birthday for him. And he beforehand was like, please don't have any, like, I don't want them singing. And I was like, okay, obviously. Sure. Made date plans on your birthday. You making me feel a little bit uncomfortable there. Of course I'm making them sing you happy birthday. The funniest thing is his username or in his bio doesn't say his name anywhere. Mm-hmm. So these ladies were singing and they're like, happy birthday, dear. I was like, just laughing.
Dear, yeah. Dear.
And they just looked at me and they're like, dear, happy birthday.
That's amazing. How do you not know it's your birthday and you make date plans? And if you didn't care, don't say anything. Don't put that on me.
Right. At that point I would have been like, just don't tell me.
You know that boy that wants me to be his Valentine?
Yeah.
The one that didn't want to date me because he told me he wanted to be my Valentine. In my apartment, he brought me dinner because he was bored, had nothing to do. And I later find out that same night it's his birthday.
So he didn't want to be alone on his birthday.
No, but whatever. He goes, I hate birthdays, whatever, whatever. And then he comes to me on his birthday with dinner, which was, I didn't know it was his birthday until he said it while we were eating. And I go, I feel like an asshole. Because he did tell me like a long time ago, but I didn't remember. And then he goes, would it totally ruin our friendship if I asked you out on a date? Like, what are you doing next Sunday? Which was Valentine's Day. And I go, I'm not gonna, can I get back to you? I felt really bad because then I started to like him as a friend, and then he started to like me more, and then I was just like, no.
Yeah, and then he's like inviting himself over for his birthday, and he's like, yeah, it's my birthday. And you're like, well, I feel like an ass because I just accepted dinner from you, and if anything, I should be bringing you dinner, but I also just see you as a friend, so I probably just would have sent a happy birthday text.
It was just a lot. And then what ended up happening is I had like a brownie mix, so I made brownies, and I was like, happy birthday.
These shitty brownies. I had something. Enjoy. So awkward. Oh my God. Why do they do this?
What? Like, oh, that, tell me, like, heads up. Like, yo, it's my birthday tomorrow. Can we eat dinner with me? Sure. Can I?
Right.
Like,
different.
I can make something. Like, we can do something fun. I can invite more people. You're new to the area.
Right.
No, that was that.
I had an awkward situation recently with a guy that I was dating last year or whatever. He ended things because he was emotionally unavailable. Has kept in touch ever since. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, you know, like he was like, oh, I'm kicking myself. Like, you're such a catch. But like, this has been an ongoing like situation in my relationships. And like, it's all like, now I realize it's always been me because you're perfect. And I just can't do it. So he left to go back home for the last few months, even though he still has an apartment in New York. Well, not anymore. And then he came back in town and he texted me and he's like, hey, like, I'm back in town, would love to catch up and grab dinner. Okay, sure. I mean, again, we've kept in touch. I mean, I always had a huge crush on him. I really liked him. We really vibed really well. So we go to this dinner. Oh, beforehand, he rescheduled, but he's like, oh, like, my friends are having game night. Like, do you want to come afterwards? You're an ex. And then we're going to dinner. I thought we were just going to like kind of talk about things because we ended things over on the phone because he had COVID.
COVID's really ruining a lot of things.
It is. It's an ongoing theme in my life, apparently, now. But then you're inviting me to this game night. Like, I wouldn't.
I think he double planned.
Maybe.
No, double plan is if like he made plans with his friends and forgot and then made plans with you. And then it was like, shit, I'm going to bring her to this first and then go to dinner.
Yeah, but we could have done dinner and that's it.
True. What if the times coincided? Did they?
They didn't. We just went after the dinner. We ate dinner. We had a meal. Like, not even it's not like we even rushed. And then we went.
How was it?
Well, it gets funny because we walk in and he's talking about how he, like, we just went to this restaurant. We were going to go to his favorite restaurant, but that didn't work out. And then his friends look at me and they're like, well, how did you guys meet? We met on Hinge. Hinge should just sponsor this episode. We've mentioned the name so many times. I will reach out to them and let them know. Maybe this way they can
block me.
Exactly. I was going to say, maybe they'll unblock you. But, and like, they asked, I'm like, so how'd you guys meet? And you know how like you kind of sit there? I was like, maybe he'll respond. And I like glance over. He's not saying anything. He's just like sitting there drinking his like glass of wine. Hinge. We met on Hinge. I'm like, oh, cool. And they're like, by the way, like, I know another like great date spot, whatever. And then they called me girlfriend at one point. I'm just sitting there like,
I guess,
like, waiting for him to say something. And no, he just carries on, whatever. He's like, if my drink's empty, he comes and gets me a drink, blah, blah, blah. He like looks out for me. We're leaving. He takes my jacket, helps me put it on. And we walk out with this couple as we're walking out together. We're outside. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like, okay, well, he lives towards the subway. So this way we can walk together. And he'll be like, what is this? Can you explain this to me? I don't understand. But the couple's going to Brooklyn. And he's like, oh, they can just drop you off in Brooklyn, right? Mm-hmm. I would love that. Thank you guys so much. And then whatever, I say my goodbye to him. I get into the car with them. And then she turns out, she's like, how long have you two been dating? And I was like, I was like, we have not been dating for a whole year because this all ended. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I feel so uncomfortable right now. And I was like, same. This has been me the entire time. And I like flipped on him. Oh, it turns out he was actually dating a girl back home. Broke up with her. But so this time he was emotionally unavailable, working on himself. He was dating somebody else. But anyways, I like reamed him out via tech. Well, not reamed him out, but it was kind of like, what was that? And he's like, what do you mean? We were just catching up. And I was like, how about the fact that everybody was calling me your girlfriend and all that? Like, and he's like, well, I told them to stop. Did you at any point come up to me and say, you must feel uncomfortable. I'm really sorry. I talked to them. Are you okay? And he's like, no. And I was like, okay, so do you think I would have, like, how do you think I felt? And he's like, I understand it could have been uncomfortable. I was like, do you think your friends felt uncomfortable when you told them? He's like, yeah, they apologized. It's like, oh, interesting. So your friends felt uncomfortable, but me, who we actually dated and had feelings for each other, you didn't think I'd feel uncomfortable. And you didn't bother coming to talk to me, but you're going to talk to your friends. So I'm not your friend. What am I? And he's like, you're right. And he like continued apologizing. I was like, okay, like this is stupid. And he's like, well, how can I make this right? And I was like, I don't, like, you just literally put me in the stupidest situation. Why do we need to be friends? We don't need to be friends.
Boys do gets that, better. Men don't.
Gets better. A week later, he texts me offering me to buy his brand new AC unit because he's moving out.
Thank you. So kind of you. Thanks for thinking of me. Exit stage left. Swipe left.
I remember I saw like a text from him. I was like, oh, I guess he's like, I didn't answer his last one. I was like, I guess he wanted to apologize again. I opened it. It's like, hey, I'm moving out today. Do you want to buy my brand new AC unit? No.
You can give it to me though. I'll take it.
I have my own AC, so I don't even need that. But like, what? What? What's like, crossing your mind?
Do you think it was like a way just to talk to you?
Maybe. I don't know. I responded. I said, no, thank you. I have one. And he said, thanks for getting back to me. So I don't know if that was shade for me not answering last time, but he's not the kind of person to shade. He's like super nice. So just clueless.
I see.
And we were like walking, flirting the entire time. And the entire time I kept thinking like, this is why I dated him. Like, this is exactly why, like, this all makes sense. And then this whole debacle happened. I'm like, this is why we're not dating. And this doesn't make sense. I literally have both answers.
It's crazy how people show you over and over again who they are.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
That's it's an emotionally unavailable person that wouldn't understand people's emotions, obviously. Like, I would understand if like in that situation with my friend group, they're like, well, first of all, I would text my friends, be like, hey, the guy I'm bringing, we used to date, we're no longer dating, we're just friends. Step one, it's that easy. Instead, he let everybody feel like an asshole in that room.
I wonder why. Didn't think twice, wanted to know how it felt, wanted to see if it would push your buttons.
I have no idea.
How long
I couldn't fall asleep that night. How long ago, what, did we date?
How long did you, like 2 years, a year and a half?
No, it was a few months.
Oh.
It wasn't even long.
I'm so perplexed.
But we got along really well. Like from the beginning, okay. We were...
Maybe he just wanted a taste of it again.
I don't know.
Yeah. I actually saw my ex from high school recently.
Oh, how was that?
It was very interesting.
Seems awkward.
We went on a double date. It wasn't really a date. It was his best friend from high school was also my friend. And I'm actually good friends with that guy's girlfriend now. And I see her often. So it was us four. I went to dinner in South Beach. It felt like we were dating for that night. And then it was over. Mm. But by no means was I in a situation where people were like, are you guys dating? Like, right. How long have we been together? But it was the first time I saw him in 5 years. Well, we've met like intermittently in between, but one of us was always taken. So it was the first time we saw each other in 5 years, both single. Very weird, very strange.
Yeah, I feel like you like easily fall back into those patterns and you like forget about like why you're not together.
But what was cute is like, I realized that I was in love with the boy I met in high school and I don't know who he is now.
Right. That's true. That's also good. Yeah. So you don't have to keep reminiscing on it.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice.
I went to DC once with a guy I met off of Hinge that I continuously told him I only want to be friends. And he continuously told me that he understood. But while we were in DC, second night in bed, he goes, you see me more than a friend? And I said, no. Well, I didn't say no. I said, I can't, like, I don't know. Cause we had a whole other day planned. And then we go home and I explained to him, like, what was that? I told you many times I'm not interested in you and we came here as friends and now you're making me uncomfortable. Have you ever been in a relationship where you found your boyfriend on a dating app?
I didn't find them on a dating app, but they were on a dating app.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you didn't. So someone told you that they were there.
Yeah.
So I actually woke up on New Year's and I went on Snapchat and it was this boy that I matched with on actually Hinge and Bumble, but we never actually met up. He simply got my Snapchat and that's it, which is my username handle for everything is all the same. So it's not that hard to find me.
Right.
And he, on that morning, his Snap story was a blank photo and text saying, "Hey, this is Dylan's girlfriend. We've been dating for the past 2 years, and everyone who has been messaging him for that time, you can have him. He's about to wake up super hungover and single." And then she proceeds to show every single screenshot of him between other people, of him like sending inappropriate text messages, sending inappropriate photos to a bunch of different girls. And that was just mind blowing. It was like amazing. And then she put her phone number. She goes, "If anyone needs any more information, like message me." And I texted her. I'm like, "I'm so sorry you went through this. I never actually met him, but I'm sorry. I hope your year gets better than this. Like, it's only up from here." And she thanked me and she goes, "You know how long he's been on there?" I said, I don't. I just know that he's on too. And "You're going to get caught, my friends. If you do it, you're going to get caught."
Wow.
One of my good friends just ended relationships with her boyfriend because he was on a dating app and her friend sent it to her. And she found out and immediately ended things. And he goes, he said something along the lines of, "I thought you loved me enough that we could work through this." And I was like, well, if that's always your argument, then you can do anything you want and you can work through it. This is what? Come on, men. Not men, boys. Boys do that, men don't. My friend sent that to me the other day and I was like, I can agree.
I don't understand how in this time frame already people, because women do this too, just I think women are a lot smarter than this when they're cheating because they think of every single factor, but I don't understand how people don't realize you're gonna get caught.
Yes.
Between TikTok, where everything hits for you pages and it hits people you know, that's where your for you pages go, and like just period the internet. How do you not think people are gonna find out?
They are. Like, I'm half the things I've said. Hi guys. They're gonna find it. It's gonna be interesting, but I don't know. It's anything and everything you say or do is out there.
Yeah.
When I was going on all these dates, random numbers texted me. Like, "Don't you think you're going on too many dates? What are you doing?" I'm like, why is my life so important to you? Or
what?
Random numbers. I've never heard. After they probably saw my TikTok or I don't know. They're like, "Why are you going on so many dates? Did you just break up with your ex?" So like, it was like 4 months after I broke up with him. It's like, what is it your problem? Why are you messaging me?
I don't understand why people need to be in everyone's shit.
It like, doesn't make any sense.
What does it matter to you? Like, one, I think if we had like met before, well, I think now we're friends. I'm deciding that, but like we would get along. And if I saw your video come up on like on TikTok about going on 30 dates, even if I thought that was weird, I wouldn't be like, "Don't you think you're doing too many?" I don't give a shit what you're doing. If you're not, if you posted a video of you like cheating on your ex, I'd be like, "Hey," or on your boyfriend, I'd be like, "Hey, you have a problem. Like this shit needs to change." But you're not hurting anybody. Maybe if you said you're sleeping with 100 people, I'd be like, maybe rethink this, you know, like there's STDs, there's COVID, you know, maybe reassess.
Yeah, no.
But I wouldn't care. Like, I don't get it.
I don't know why people care so much. But after that, I had to remove my number from my website. It was like, I can't, like, people can't have my phone number anymore. Yeah, that was really unfortunate. What else? Oh, I got this one text. My first boyfriend's name is Eric. I got this one text saying, "You really shouldn't see your ex anymore if you don't want to get chlamydia." And I'm like, whoa. We live in two different states. And I'm like, I haven't seen him for a very long time. I have a screenshot. It was hilarious because it was pretty much saying that your ex cheated on you while you guys were together. And I'm like, okay, this was in high school. The thing is, but both Eric spelled with a K. And after I continued to talk to her, like in this message thread, they're very funny. And I was like, "Can you please respond to me?" Because she stopped responding. This is getting way too interesting. And what ended up happening, she was talking about some other guy entirely. But then when I saw my ex this past month ago, I showed him the text with the straightest face possible to make it feel like to him someone was calling him out. He goes, "I swear I never cheated on you." And I kept showing him every text and he realized it wasn't about him. But it was just mind blowing that it was, I've only dated 3-4 people and it was the same name. And it was talking about my ex. I was like, oh, maybe this is real. But it was out of nowhere. Like, why are people in my business? Who cares? Let it go.
Here, like in this situation, they're defending a complete stranger that they know nothing about, nothing, to attack a woman that they don't know. that is coming out to say that he did something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't understand. The same thing happened with a guy on TikTok where women were attacking me. I don't understand how, as women, we see a woman stating that a man did something wrong and we are siding with the man. I don't get it. If I see or hear anything about a guy that I'm seeing and I hear see something wrong, I'm out. Yeah. I don't care if it's like, or I'll ask him, be like, hey, what's up? But I won't go attack the girl.
So when you said DM, it reminded me of the DMs I get, which is a whole nother funny segment from the dating apps, because I have my profile there.
Oh God, I love it.
There was a couple of them. Hey, I believe you are doing well. I am blank. I work at Microsoft. I'm going through a rough marriage. I want to know if you would be like to be my friend. Please get back to me. Thanks. Hey, I'm Zach. I saw you on Hinge. Here telling you I'm a real human too. I like coffee, pastries, wine, and cheese in no particular order. Just moved to Brickell from New York. Looking for someone to test out local coffee, patry, wine, and cheese places. What are the good ones? Oh, here it is. Vanessa, my CEO caught me on my phone while swiping right on you. He gave me the whole texting at work is stealing company time speech and was about to fire me. I showed him your picture and I explained what Bumble was. He let me off with a write-up and said, I better get your number.
Oh my God.
Then there's a rhyme. Time to get to know me and I'll bring the sushi. A beauty with education. What's your most memorable vacation? You look famous. Let's be friends.
Oh, okay.
Then like, okay. Yeah, that's about okay. It. Just okay, cool, people cool. Saying, yeah. The rhyme and then like that CEO thing was something else. I'm sure you get even more interesting ones.
Yeah, I did an episode of What's in My DMs. I'm kind of saving them because I want to do a part two.
Oh, there was one guy that says, damn, are you Google? Because you have all the answers I've been looking for. So when are you coming to Miami?
You know, it's funny. I was actually planning on coming down to Florida. I know so many people in Florida, but then we had these qualifiers announced. Like I was going to drive down and stay there for a bit.
Well, when you do, let me know.
Oh yeah. I'm telling you, I know we would definitely get along.
I'm also a photographer too.
Content for all.
For all, for everyone.
And then I can harass you for not giving it to me after 5 minutes. It's funny, after you do a shoot with a photographer and you're really excited for the images, like 1 week feels like forever, but I always wait a week and I'm like, hey, like, when do you think these might be done? Thank you so much, Vanessa. That was actually a lot of fun. It's always a little stressful getting on Zoom with strangers because you never know what they might be. And I mean, TikTok is one thing, Instagram's another, but you know, having a video chat's different. So I actually had a lot of fun, which is definitely more enjoyable. But again, thank Likewise. You so much for being on. Do you want to plug any social media? Do you have any projects coming up?
I'm a freelance photographer in Miami and my social media is Vivlandis. So Vivlandis. And I'm just getting right back into it. So stay tuned for cool pics.
Got it. All right. Well, everything will be linked so everyone can find you. And thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.